You ever heard that word?
Loam.
Loam?
Okay.
Well, talking about a piece of land that might be a little bit swampy, if you wanted to put it to cultivation, what would you have to do to it to get the water off?
Irrigate. Ain't... Is it irrigate or irrigate? I get tickled at myself for being forgot more than some white kids never know.
Are you? You just say that they had their drain in the swamp.
Yeah.
You were talking about irrigating or draining. What do you call those things that you have to dig to drain it?
Trenches.
Well, what are some of the names of streams around here?
Well, the closest one we've had is right down here in the bottom between here and Enterprise. It was Horse Branch. We used to fish on it and have picnics on it. It was a mill pond up above there, and when that was that, it was a mill pond that ground meal, corn meal. And it was called Bird and Harper Mill. And we had a big pond of water. And that mill went down, that made that pond went down, you know. They undammed it, I reckon, and turned it loose. And it made a nice fishing creek. I don't know how far down that line it go, but my sister used to just live down there.
Do you know the names of any other creeks around here?
Horse Branch, and that's the only one I know about right here. Indigo. Indigo is over there on the river, was raised on the river farm.
What would you call a little bit of water flowing along that's smaller than a creek?
Branch.
Anything smaller than a branch? Okay. What would you call a real deep, narrow valley that's been cut by a stream of water in the woods or a field?
Gully.
A gully?
Gully. There's one coming right on up here. Maybe I may be gone 1,000 years or so, but I believe if it ain't stopped, it's going to take all this in.
And what about if there's been a real heavy rainfall and it's cut out a place across the road or a field? What do you call that?
A wash.
A wash.
A terrible wash that rain made the other day.
What would you call a small rise in the land? You say you'd have to go up a
hill.
What if it was, you know, very, very much larger than a hill? What would you call that?
Oh.
One of these great big things.
I said, you still talking about the gully?
No, I'm talking about rise in the land.
Oh.
A big, huge thing. Much larger than a hill.
Mountain?
Have you ever heard of, what would you call it? In order to get out the door, I'd say I have to turn the
door knob.
Have you ever heard of a rise in the land called a knob?
Yeah. I've heard that word called. In ordinary speaking.
Talking about a mountain again, what would you call, you know, the rocky side of a mountain that drops off real sharp? You'd say he looked over the edge of the what?
Cliff.
And what about if you were up in the mountains,